Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice.
Kia ora. I feel like I'm stooping to the mic this week.
Well, you can wiggle it up if you want.
I could. Yeah. I just like this. I like the challenge.
The challenge. Hey, how are you? What's happening in the theatre world?
Oh my gosh. I went to Dirty Passport last Friday for one night only, and it's been making me think a lot about this, like, poem, where poetry or literary stuff and theatre come together, where they collide.
Nice.
And sometimes they make terribly ugly, yucky children that you want to put in a cupboard. And other times they make gorgeous, like, triplets that you're proud of and put in baby competitions.
Excellent. And I'm assuming Dirty Passports was the beautiful triplets?
Absolutely. Yep. And the lineup was stellar. And it's just really nice to see. I mean, I think it's actually completely reduced to say that poetry and theatre or performance poetry and theatre are separate things things, but I think sometimes art forms tend to get siloed. And so the reason I'm talking about that is this week Dominic Hoey's 45 Cents an Hour opens at the Basement Theatre.
Cool.
So Dominic worked with Joe Randerson, obviously the esteemed national treasure that is Joe Randerson, down in Wellington on the show.
The queen of clowning.
Queen, absolute queen. I feel like a few years ago, and he's been developing it since. Obviously, Dominic's a poet and a performer and a general kind of...
All-round awesome dude.
Good guy. And so the work is, my understanding, obviously haven't seen it yet, opens tonight, is it's like an exploration of the artist way, living in Auckland, doing the thing through prose. And like, arguably theatre is that, you know, people write things and then they perform them. But I wonder whether there is something in the way that text is crafted, it's a bit more consciously placed together, where maybe theatre makers, I'm saying very generally, just kind of write dialogue.
I know what you're saying, and I think also it's interesting when you have a city like Auckland, where we are simultaneously big and small at the same time, you do get really specific communities as well, and there's heaps of overlap in those community Venn diagrams. But you have a very distinct poetry community, you have within the poetry community your slam poets and then your prose poets and your other, you know, your written poets, and then the overlap with that and theatre is quite specific, actually.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's like, just thank God that they're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise theatre wouldn't want them. But and you know, like, I think siloing, I get it, like, in some ways you want to be in an esteemed group, exclusivity is because you desire to, like, challenge your skills and be the best and da-da-da. But unfortunately what also happens is it creates I see it a lot with any kind of art form overlap. You see it in dance, you see it in live music, where the choices that the artists make become very cliche. I'm not saying this is the case with poetry, but you know, you see it time and time again, especially for emerging artists or artists dipping a toe into a new art form.
Yep.
And so the more that we're rubbing up against each other, the more that we're all kind of interdisciplinary fucking, so to speak.
That's a technical term.
I think you're fine. I think the better and more kind of genre challenging the work.
Yeah, yeah.
There's this great, I'm going to get a massive rap over the knuckles. I think it's Freya Daly Sadgrove, who is a Wellington artist, writer, performer, and she does Show Ponies, which is this night where you get poets with live music, and it's like a pop concert.
So cool.
Yeah, like total rock star kind of, like, great massive energy to do poetry, and it's fabulous. It's so incredible, and it really is taking the art form to a new place.
Yeah.
I would love to see that show in Auckland, actually.
Bring it up, Freya.
Please, Freya. I'd love that. And I also love Freya as a performer. She's stunning. I guess. And Nathan Joe, who was the curator and of Dirty Passport, he has written a work, Scenes from a Yellow Peril, which had a play reading at Auckland Arts Festival this year. I have no sense of time.
Honestly, time doesn't exist anymore. It's all just a big old piece of spaghetti.
I basically wiped my memory over the last 2 years. it's like getting people like Nathan, who are really working at the top of his craft and really challenging form, And doing like the Auckland Arts Festival stuff, which is amazing, but then also putting on these lineup shows at the basement.
Totally.
So it's like really nice because I think it's bringing audiences along for the ride. Because actually, the most riskiest thing you could do is be like, I'm going to do a poetry show in the theatre. Please come to my show. I mean, it's hard enough to get people to come to theatre at the best of times.
Totally, yeah. And I think that you raise a really interesting point as well. Like, once you start to care less about the genre and the like art form you're going to see and just think more about it as being an interesting show with cool themes or ideas that you might be interested in, you never know what you're going to get. Like, Dom's show, I'm sure, is going to be amazing because he's just fantastic. I don't even know if I would have thought of it as necessarily being a poetry show unless I knew that he's like a well-regarded poet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I'd say, interestingly, with Dominic and the times I've gone to see his work, Your Heart Looks Like a Vagina, I think, was the first one I saw of his, and then other sort of fringy shows that he's done, is his audience is really different, you know? Mm. It's not a kind of discerning white middle-class sort of theatre audience. I mean, yeah, he gets those as well. Like, these are the people that read all the jewellery. But then there's also others that are coming in, maybe they're coming to theatre for the first time.
Totally.
And I think, again, it's about like, it's like not defining it even as theatre, even as art, but just as like great storytelling, ways
hard
to connect.
Out. Yeah, hard out. So when does Dominic's show start again?
Opens tonight, Basement Theatre, 8 p.m. He runs for 2 weeks, I believe. So, but I would say get in because he sold really quickly in Wellington. He's already done a season there, so it's a show that's gotten its feet. And it's a really great lineup of collaborators and people that he's been working with. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for bringing us a bit of a musing on poetry and theatre today, and also Dominic's fantastic show, which is at the Basement Theatre. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Alice.
The pleasure is mine.
We will see you next week.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.